What a pleasure it is to sit across from Garrick Rochow, the Consumers Energy president and CEO, because, well, there's something always happening at Consumers Energy. Good to see you, Garrick.
Yeah, Paul. Great to be here.
You've got a lot going on, and not the least of which is storms. I mean, we have so many storms now, I call it stormage, because we need a word for it. But we've got storms today here on the island and back home. This has been a lot for the utility companies to deal with.
Yeah.
A lot.
Weather's been, I like to say Mother Nature packed a punch, but well, the reality is that with climate change, we're seeing more severe weather patterns. And so as a utility, we're working to prepare for that. We've got a number of things underway to continue to improve the system. Everything from tree trimming, and that's the number one cost of limbs coming down on lines.
Do we still have people who fight you on tree trimming? Be honest.
Yeah, there are still people, that don't want us to trim their trees.
The same people who call you when one of those trees knocks down the wires.
I don't know if they're the exact same person, but yeah, they're certainly. I think more and more people are understanding, and frankly, our forestry practices have improved in terms of communication to help improve the system.
But you didn't wake up in the morning and say, well, how many trees can we cut down and how many limbs? You're not trying to destroy trees. You're trying to maintain power best you can.
Yeah, trees provide an important role here. And it's, you know, not only the beauty of Michigan, but from a CO2 perspective, and taking CO2 out of the environment. And so they provide a lot of good use here in Michigan. So we work with our customers closely to be able to trim around the lines and ensure electric reliability across the state, but also ensure our customers' satisfaction is high.
It's important. And here you are up at this wonderful Mackinac Policy Conference.
It is a wonderful conference.
And EVs are being talked about everywhere, and there's concern. And you are doing the best you can to build as many EV charging stations as possible.
Yeah, we've got over 1,000 that we've put in place, and we're in the process of putting 200 DC, what I call DC fast chargers. They'll charge your electric vehicle in less than an hour full. And in fact, you can get about 80% of the charge in 20 minutes.
Wow.
We worked with Michigan State University on placement of those. And so if you were to travel from southeast Michigan all the way up to Mackinac City to catch the ferry, and you were using your electric vehicle, there would be a charging spot along the way to make sure you made the trip quickly and safely here to Mackinac.
It's extremely important, obviously. It's the one main concern people have always had about electric vehicles is being stuck somewhere without being able to charge. So you got to fix that. And I know that's what you're working on. And while you're working on keeping the power on in storms, and while you're working on making sure there are enough charging stations for EVs, and for that matter, making sure the grid can handle everybody plugging their car in to power it late at night or overnight or whatever, how's the clean energy plan going?
Yeah, well, one of the things we're really proud of is our clean energy plan, which we filed in June with the Public Service Commission, calls for the retirement of all coal by 2025. And so that's a 60% carbon reduction by 2025. That's well ahead of the Paris Accord, 1.5 degree scenario. More importantly, it's equivalent to taking 12.5 million cars off the road. And that's just around the corner here in 2025, and it calls for more renewable energy build-out, solar and the like, and ensures that we keep our clean energy programs going with our customers. And that means savings for you and all your listeners on their bill.
Garrick, how do you do that in 4 years? There are a lot of people concerned about you being able to be sure that you can provide enough power in 4 years, having all coal-powered plants gone.
I've been in the business for 25 years. That 25 years has primarily been in operations, and so you can bet that I made sure that it was going to be a safe transition. In fact, some of the plants we're closing were the plants I first worked at. And so I've got a personal tie to the individuals there and to make sure we treat them fairly, but also that we're going to ensure the reliability there. You know, in January this year, we had a Texas-type situation, and, we had Texas. And we're going to ensure that we have that reliability that our customers expect, both from the grid perspective, but also part of that renewable energy backup is through natural gas, a cleaner burning fuel.
I think natural gas is a great fuel, and it's in abundance.
It is. It's a cleaner burning fuel. There's a cost savings associated with this. I didn't even talk about that. This program to more solar with backup of natural gas saves our customers $650 million. So
Wow. Continue
to keep our bills affordable for our customers.
That's an incredible savings.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll see that.
You'll see that. That shows up And it shows up in a couple ways, and improved service and reliability across the grid, but also savings for our customers.
Very good. What are you doing here today? Are you presenting, or tomorrow?
We are up, meeting with business leaders and legislators, talking about EVs, and continuing to look at how can we have a broad plan here in Michigan, a 5-10-year plan to encourage electric vehicle deployment.
You hear me talk about them on my show virtually every day, and for good reason. And I certainly hope that we'll continue that, because I think it's a great way to communicate with each other. Consumers Energy President and CEO Garrick Rochow. And yes, Rochow is the way to pronounce that name, even though you've accepted Rochow for a long time.
I've accepted a lot, you know.
I know.
And my mom said, just don't call me late for dinner. That's but Alex, yes. Thank you for correcting us today.
We will endeavor to call you Garrick Rochow from now on. Garrick, nice to see you. Thank you, sir.
Yep. Thank you, Paul.
We continue on the Paul W. Smith Show from the parlor at Grand Hotel and the Detroit Regional Policy Conference.